Hello, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast, the show where we provide organizing tips and solutions so you can get organized, simplify your life, and create more time so you can do the things you love to do. I am your host, Kath McEwen, and myself and my team help those with clutter clear their clutter, get organized, and pack and unpack. We help organize homes and offices and also help organize moves. So you ready? Let's get organized. Hello, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen, and today we are talking about procrastination. We all do it, but why do we do it, and how can we overcome procrastinating? We want to get things done, and we often feel guilty when we don't get it done. So why do we do that to ourselves? Well, the good news is it's not because we are lazy. There's other reasons. And according to Psychology Today, fear is one of the factors that contributes to procrastination. And fear can play in different ways. But one way is the fear of not knowing how to do it, or the fear of not doing it well. So we put it off. Another reason we procrastinate is when tasks are too big. If we believe something to be too difficult or too much for us to do, then we will avoid it. Boredom is another reason we might think the task is a waste of our time or boring. No one likes to do something that is boring, so we put it off. So those are just a few reasons on why we procrastinate. Another one is we're tired. And when we are low in energy or, you know, we didn't get enough sleep, we tend to be more distracted and we tend to put things off. And last is perfectionism. If you're a perfectionist, and that is me to a T, it really is, then you may put off doing something when you don't think you can do it perfectly. That's me. I do it. If I don't think I can do it perfectly, I have a bad habit of just saying, I'll wait until I can do it perfectly. And you know what? A lot of times it doesn't have to be perfect. So that is another reason why we tend to procrastinate. So how can we overcome procrastination? Well, I'm going to give you 15 ways to help you stop procrastinating. They're quick, so it's not going to take me all day to go over these. Honestly, I'm not going to keep you here all day, but I will just go through them. So hopefully there'll be some tips to help you. Number one is start with a small win to your day. So pick a quick task or a routine task that doesn't require much brain power or energy. So for example, maybe empty your emails, unless you have a lot of emails, that's something you can do quickly. And this will give you the motivation and confidence to move to the tasks that you're procrastinating on. Number two is eat the frog. Once you've completed a routine task, tackle the task you are most dreading and most likely to procrastinate on. So what eat the frog means really is to do the hard task first and get it over with. So you can try doing it first thing in the morning, or you can do it after you've done a simple task. Sometimes, you know, if you do a simple task first, it makes you a little bit more motivated because you've got something done. Then you can try to tackle your least favorite task. And you want to do it when you're the most productive. So are you most productive in the morning, or are you most productive in the afternoon and or the evening? For me, I am most productive in the morning. I start getting tired in the afternoon, so that doesn't work for me. And I try not to do anything major in the evening, as that is my downtime. So for me, mornings is when I should be tackling the big tasks that I don't really want to do. But what about you? What are you? When are you the most productive? Whatever the time of day is for you, that's when I would suggest that you eat that frog and do the task that you really don't want to do. Number three is plan, plan, plan. So if you have a big project, write it out in detail, everything that needs to happen in the project from the beginning to the end. And this will show you what tasks need to happen first in order to complete the other task. This will help give you confidence to begin as well. So plan ahead, write things down that needs to be done. It's a little bit easier. You may not procrastinate on it because you know what you need to do. Number four is break larger tasks into smaller ones. And you've probably heard me talk about this before, but it works. It really does. So break those tasks or those goals or your projects down into smaller tasks, and it won't be as overwhelming for you. So you may be more likely to actually get the work done. Number five is schedule those tasks in your calendar, or you can also add reminders and due dates to help you remind you that you need to get this done. Number six is take lots of breaks. So I think that we're probably, if you're like me, we're probably one to not take enough breaks, but really most people can only focus for maybe 60 minutes or so, and then they need a break. Even if it's only a 5-minute break, a stretch, get out, walk around. Basically, you just want to be able to give yourself those breaks. And if it's a really difficult task that you're working on, then take a longer break if you need to, whatever works for you, but make sure you're getting enough breaks in your day, because that helps with procrastination. Number seven is eliminate distractions, and distractions help you to procrastinate. So by eliminating them, you are more forced to actually focus on the task at hand. So try to eliminate those distractions. And there's lots of different distractions that you may have, but so everyone's different, but basically try to eliminate them. Okay, so I have another 8 tips, and they're actually very, very useful. And I'm going to go over them in just a minute. I just wanted to quickly mention that if you would like to have additional home organizing and productivity tips, feel free to join my free Facebook group. It's free. It's called Organize for Success. I would love to see you there. So if you're on Facebook, definitely reach out to join, ask to join the group. And once again, it's called Organize for Success. And I'd love to see you in there. And if you want a copy of my 7 top organizing tips to get you started, then it's a free downloadable. You can, by all means, have that as well. You can just go to Second Set of Hands, and that's second written out, not the number. So secondsetofhands.ca. And right on the homepage, you will see that you just fill out your info and you're going to receive that copy right away. And it's 7 top organizing tips to get you started. And they're free. Also, if you're enjoying the Organize for Success podcast, would you please subscribe, leave a review, and let your friends know about this podcast? It would help me out a lot, and it would be much appreciated. So feel free to share this podcast with your friends if you think that they would benefit from it as well. All right, so let's go back to the tips to overcome procrastination. And we are on number 8, and that is to reward yourself. So for example, you can, you know, say, when I get this done, I'm going to go for lunch. Or once I get this done, I'm going to call it quits for the day. And, or you can say, once I get this done, I'm going to, I don't know, whatever you like to do, but I want you to reward yourself. So just give yourself something to look forward to once you do get it done. Number 9 is eliminate perfection. So perfection freezes us from moving forward. So start the project without being critical. Leave it, come back to it if you have to the next day, make adjustments if you need to. But the point is to just start it and not worry about perfectionism, because often it doesn't have to be perfect. Number 10 is my favorite, and that is find an accountability partner or associate to help you stick to your goals. Meet with them once a week to discuss progress on your projects. You know what? This really works for me. I love having an accountability partner to help me stay on track. Not only do they help me stay on track, but if I don't want to do something and I am procrastinating about it, then having a partner give me a good kick in the butt helps. So it does for me, at least it does for me. I'm sure it would help you as well. Having that accountability partner, you know, if you have somebody that you can go to and, you know, help you with your goals and get your projects done, your tasks done, it really does help. So find an accountability partner to help you stay on track. Number 11 is self-awareness. So ask yourself why you're procrastinating in the first place. So what is it that you are procrastinating on? What task is it and why are you procrastinating? Once you understand why you're not dealing with the issue, you can better form a plan of attack to deal with it. So self-awareness is really, you know, asking yourself, why do I not want to do it? And then you can form a plan of attack, right? To find out why you're not doing it. What can you do differently so that you will be able to do it? Number 12 is remember why you want or need to complete this task or set goals for yourself. So it's the why. Why are you doing that? Remember why you need to complete it. Because if it's long-term motivation for completing a task, if that's your why, then your long-term vision is important to help you through the short-term pain, right? So it may be a pain for you to do right now, but what is the long-term goal once you do complete it? So remember why you're doing this task in the first place. Number 3 is get enough sleep, work out, eat well, and that's easier said than done. I get that, and I struggle with this, but from what I hear, tasks that we procrastinate on require more energy. Sleep plays a large role in the amount of focus and energy we have in a day. So does how often we're moving around or how much we're eating or what we're eating. It all helps with our brain power and energy we require to overcome the fear, overcome boredom or difficulty on a particular task. So once again, that is get enough sleep, work out, eat well. It will help with your energy level throughout the day, which will also help with hopefully not procrastinating. Number 14 is get rid of the clutter. You know, I was going to say that. Clutter can make us feel overwhelmed, stressed, and make us feel like the tasks are harder than they actually are. So make sure your environment is clutter-free and you're able to find what you need to complete the task on hand. So once again, get rid of that clutter if you can, because you could be procrastinating on something because you can't find something. You know, you need to do a task, but you can't find that file or you can't find something. So get rid of that clutter and it will help for sure. Number 15 is delegate. Is there a task that you can pass on to somebody else that actually won't even mind doing it? So really think about that. If it's something that you're just procrastinating on and it is not getting done, is there someone else you can pass that on to get it done? Sometimes we take everything upon ourselves to get things done, but outsourcing helps, especially if you're not doing it because you don't like to do it. Because if you don't like doing it, you're probably never going to do it because you hate doing it, right? So maybe you can pass that task on to somebody else. All right, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining in, and I will see you next time.